Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Mem Aleph, Sanhedrin 41a, pagination is 81. Our Gemara can be found about 12 lines up from the bottom. And we're making reference to a statement in the Mishnah regarding Bidikos, a part of the interrogation of the witnesses. Keep in mind, if the witnesses are telling the truth, we're not looking to trip them up. But we do want to verify with confidence that they're saying the same story and that it really happened. And that it is possible that they rehearsed in a very creative way what they're saying. But if you ask them questions that they might not have rehearsed, you can catch them and see what their reaction is. And the Mishnah on Mem Amud Aleph told us, Ma'ase, there was an incident, Ubodak ben Zakkai be'uktzei te'enim, that ben Zakkai asked the witnesses about the figs, the way they're attached to the tree. Rashi tells us that the person was murdered under a fig tree, and ben Zakkai asked them about the tree. Now, in our time, I'm not sure, it could be that people are so not agriculturally in tune, I don't even know what they would answer. But in their time, they certainly were more agriculturally in tune. And he asked them what type of figs, how the figs were attached to the tree. And the goal was to see if the two witnesses would answer similarly or not. Now, this incident happened with somebody called Ben Zakkai. And the natural reaction for us would be that there is a very famous personality among the top personalities of the Jewish people of all time is a person by the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the leader of the Jewish people at the time that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He is the person who was smuggled out of Jerusalem, then under siege by the Romans. And he pleaded the case, for example, Yavne v'chachomecho, that the Sanhedrin should continue to be able to meet, even though they weren't meeting as a Sanhedrin trying capital cases, but they should be able to meet as a leading scholarly and religious body of the Jewish people to continue to lead the people by the force of Torah, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And this was the vision of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's a very great personality, and we, of course, want to know, just like if you would see the name Akiva somewhere, you would want to know, if it's that time frame, you wouldn't want to know, is that Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef? Is that him? So here also, we're wondering, when you say ben Zakkai, do you mean Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So let's look at our Gemara, Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. As I mentioned, about 12 lines up, at the end of a line, Man ben Zakkai. Who is this person, ben Zakkai, that you're mentioning in the Mishnah? Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. If you're describing Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so there's a fundamental problem historically with the incident. Because Mihave b'Sanhedri, did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ever serve on the Sanhedrin? And here's the problem, and the Gemara outlines it. V'atanya, we learned. Kol shenosav shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the years of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai are mea ve'esrim shana, 120 years. Rabbi Akiva lived 120 years. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived 120 years. Okay. Arbaim shana osak beparkamatya. For 40 years, he was involved with business. That doesn't mean exclusively in business and no Torah learning. He did learn Torah, but it wasn't his exclusive pursuit. Mem Shana Lamad, then for 40 years, he excelled as a student of Torah. And Arbam Shana Limed, and then he was a leader for 40 years. Vitanya, and we learnt, this is the next part of the logic that you need to know in order to appreciate that it's impossible for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to have sat on a court of capital punishment, because Arbaim Shana Kodem Churban Abayis Gosa Sanhedri, 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Sanhedrin sent themselves into a self-imposed exile, and the Gemara explains, Shalodonu Dini Nefashos, they no longer tried capital crimes. Utnan, and one more piece of information that you need to know, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was alive, and he made certain legislations. You put these three pieces of information together, namely, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only a leader for the last 40 years of his life, and the end of his life, he lived beyond the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash for a few years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever it was, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and capital crimes were no longer tried for the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash. So then it's impossible for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai during the last 40 years of his life, which is when he was a leader, to have been on a capital case. Because date back from his death, which was a few years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no way you're going to get 40 years to overlap a time when they were still trying capital cases, if for 40 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they already stopped. Ella, what must be? Ben Zakkai da Alma. This is a different Ben Zakkai. You know, sometimes you have the name Yehoshua or whatever. It doesn't mean it's the same Yehoshua. You have to know, you have to pay attention. We have different people by the same name. So Ben Zakkai is not the famous Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's a different person. Hachanami Mistavra, that actually makes a lot of sense. Di'isak adaitach Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if it really was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the eminent sage of his generation, Karile Rebbe ben Zakkai. They would have to put a rabbi title to his name. Doesn't make sense that he was simply called ben Zakkai. Asks the Gemara, we have a brisa that indicates that we are talking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ve'atanya we learned, Maise u'bodak Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai be'uktzei te'enim. It's basically the same statement as our Mishnah, that there was a person, ben Zakkai, who checked the Edim with the uktzei te'enim, this part of the fig. He questioned them, but in this braisa, it's recorded as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And therefore, the Gemara says, it must be the same story. It's identical thing, just that in one place it's ben Zakkai, and in one place Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Elatamida Yoshev lefnei rabo hava. Must be that at that time, he was a student in the three rows that sat by the Sanhedrin. He was acting as a student. Va'omar milsa u'mistava luhu taimei. And he said something, and it made sense to the dayanim, to the judges. Perhaps they were wondering how they could interrogate these witnesses. Perhaps they were worried that they rehearsed the story with one another. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai then, as a student, during the middle 40 years of his life, said, ask them about the tree under which the alleged murder took place. V'kavua b'shmei, and they recorded his insight in his name. Ki hava lamad ben zakei hava. At that time, he was still learning. He was known as Ben Zakkai, the son of Zakkai. He did not yet emerge in his greatness. Karilei ketalmid Yosef lefnei rabo. And therefore they referred to him the way they did to a student. Ki hava limed, once he started teaching, hava karilei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They called him Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And therefore, ki karilei ben Zakkai Hashem d'mei kara. Though the Mishnah, our Mishnah that records it as Ben Zakkai, is recording it the way he was known at the time the incident occurred. And the Brisa, which records the same story as Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that's because it's recording the story about him the way he's known now. You'll notice, for example, in Chumash Bereishis, where we have the story of Avram and Sarah, so their names change during their lifetime. So you have a pasuk, V'Sarai Eshes Avram, Sarai, the wife of Avram, didn't have children. And some people will translate it meticulously, Sarai and Avram, and other people will simply say, Sarah, the wife of Avraham, didn't have children. What do you mean? Is that her name? Is it not her name? Of course, at the time it happened, her name was one thing. Now that we're looking at it, recounting the events, we know what she's known to us as. She's known to us as Sarah. And you have a similar dynamic over here. How do you refer to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Our Mishnah was sticking to the authenticity. At the time, he was known as Ben Zakkai, and it helps us through that nuance to record the greatness of the particular incident, that he was still a student, but he spoke up, and his words were accepted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.